Can you hear me now? Too bad for you. I turned the mic on, so let's pray. Father God, we have sung that in our hearts as Pastor Jeremy sung, "We'll never walk alone. You'll always walk with us, Lord." And this morning as we come to you and we're going to dig into your word, Lord, we know that you walk with us. And Lord, even as a church family, we know that there are health needs even right within this room. Lord, we know that you walk with each of those needs. And Lord, some of them, they just completely seem out of our control, out of our hands. And God, that's a good thing because we need to really trust you when things get out of our hand. And sometimes, God, you have to pry our hands apart just in order for us to trust you. But we do today as a church, we trust you. God, we proclaim that this is your place of worship. This isn't about anyone else but you. And so, Father, we pray for your love to just flow through us this morning. We pray, Lord, for your faith to abound. And, Lord, for your spirit to just fill each of us so that we can hear from you today. Lord, touch us. Touch us where we need to be touched, God. And maybe that is in the direction of health needs. Maybe that is, Lord, with those who just can't, just don't feel 100% right now. And maybe, Lord, it's with various hurts, various things that we've walked through. Today, Father, we come to you. We pray for your healing. We pray for healing, Lord, and when we cry out to you that way, we know that that involves many things. It could involve physical healing and emotional healing. And Lord, it also involves spiritual healing. And so we pray today as your people, as your bride, Lord, that you would bring us to one purpose of spirit, and that is unity here to worship you. Lord, we cry out to you, and we praise you. We praise you for the safe arrival of Wyatt, Patrick, Jason, the new son of Jason, LaDonna Harris. And Lord, we pray that you be with the Salmon family as they also are excited about this event. And Lord, we pray for them as parents that you give them wisdom. And Lord, we think of those reasons to praise you today. And you bless us so many ways individually, Lord. So many ways that we can come to you even right now and we can say thank you, God. Thank you as your people. Thank you. Lord, we pray for the health needs for our people that we are aware of. And we think especially today of Jenny Midyuk's brother who's recovering from surgery and for Marilyn King who is awaiting double heart valve replacement surgery. And we lift them to you. Lord, we pray that you'd be very close to their family members and give to them, Lord, the courage and the strength for each and every day. Lord, may Jenny's brother and Marilyn feel your peace and your comfort. And Lord, we think of those other health needs for Rose and Linda and Jan and George and Inga and Ken and Sam and Lori. And Lord, we lift them to you. And again, we cry out to you for healing, whatever that entails. We pray for each family member, Lord, that you'd also give them strength and courage to surround them. And Lord, may we as a family, a church family, continue to be your arms of love. Lord, show us ways that we can love one another. Show us ways that we can pray for one another. God, we're here for you. We're here because of you. We exalt you, and we're thankful that we don't walk alone, that you walk with us. We proclaim you today in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, I don't have much of a throat today, can you tell? So I'm going to just tell you when I can't speak, I'm going to whisper. So you're going to listen, right? To the very small whisper of God, not from me. Great. We're talking about trusting God this month, and there's nothing really deep, nothing really complicated about it. I'm just encouraging us all to get back to trusting God, and I think we say we trust God, but I think we have a lot of worries, a lot of fears that diminishes our trust of God. And so in Habakkuk and Galatians, it says that the just shall live by faith. And so we're going to walk back to trusting God. Many of us are like Jack. Jack, I got to take a sip of water. And it is water, believe me. Cool, refreshing effervescence in your mouth. Don't you wish you had some? Jack was walking along a steep cliff one day, and he got really close to the edge. And you know what happens when you go close to the edge of a cliff? Some of the rocks started to give way. Well, Jack jumped out of the way down the cliff. And he grabbed a branch. That branch he was holding on to your life stopped him temporarily. And he looked down and he saw to his horror that this great canyon fell straight down, more than 1,000 feet. You ever been there? Oh, okay. Well, he couldn't hang on to the branch forever, and there's no way for him to climb up the steep wall of the cliff, and so Jack begins yelling for help. You ever yell for help? He was hoping that somebody passing by would hear him and lower a rope down and or something, and so he starts yelling, "Help! Help! Is anyone up there? Up there, up there, up there, up there. Help! Help!" He yelled for a long time. No one heard him. He was just about to give up when he heard a voice. "Jack! Hey, Jack! Can you hear me?" "Yes, yes, yes. I can. I can hear you. I'm down here. I can see you, Jack. Are you all right?" "Yes. But who are you? You. Where are you? You.
"I'm the Lord, Jack. I'm everywhere.
"The Lord. You mean God.
That's me.
God, please help me. I promise if you'll get me down from here, I'll stop sinning. I'll be really a good person. I'll serve you for the rest of my life, God. I'll do it all."
"Easy on the promises, Jack," says the Lord. "Let's get you off from that branch and then we can talk. Now here's what I want you to do. Listen carefully."
"Oh, this is the one time I'm going to listen, Lord. I haven't been good at listening in the past, but I will listen to you. I will trust you completely, Lord. I'll just do anything you tell me to do. Just tell me what I need to do."
"All right, Jack, let go of the branch."
"What?"
"I said let go of the branch, Jack. Just trust me and let go."
A long, long silence. Finally, Jack got up enough courage. He was holding onto that branch. "Help! Help! Is there anybody else up there?" A lot of us are like Jack. We go along and we trust God. We're doing so good with God. And then we get into a predicament, and God says, "Just do this." "Yeah, well, I promise, God, just do this." "Yeah, I'll listen to you, I promise, just get me out of this." And God tells us what to do, and then we just say, "Wait a minute, is there anybody else that can help me? I can't do what you've asked me to do, God." That's why we need to talk about the secrets to trusting God this morning. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6. I invite you to turn there in your Bibles, Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to look at these verses, great, powerful verses, and we're going to understand the secret to trusting God. And I think that you'll find out and discover that the first secret to trusting God is you will realize that God does provide. God provides. Look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. "Therefore I tell you," this is the Lord speaking, "therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Great words for us. There is no way that you can be happy if you don't trust God. That's why it's important to God that we trust him with simple, childlike faith. You cannot even be happy one day of your life if you are not trusting God on that day. How much fear do we experience in life? How much time do we spend worrying? In fact, I heard somebody, I was just reading a book. Yeah, I do. I know. I read. And I was reading this book, and this guy's in the book, he said, you know, he said the other day, he said, my father came and said to me, hey, son, why don't you come to our house and let's spend some time worrying? And he thought, what a waste of time. And his dad said, yeah, but son, you worry all the time. You may as well come and do it effectively for an hour. The Bible says, if we have faith, we don't worry. The Bible says if we have faith, we don't walk in fear. That's what Jesus is saying here. Don't worry about your provision. Don't worry about where this is going to come from and that it's going to come from or where something else is going to come from or where that is going to come. You can't worry about those things. God knows our need before we even come to him and ask for it. And he will be sure our needs are met if we trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Here's the secret to trusting God. God doesn't want us going around all the time saying, why God, why? When God, when? How about? God, what he wants to hear coming out of your sweet little mouth is, God, I trust you. I trust you. I mean, look what God wants to provide for you. He says, don't worry about your life. Whoa. That's big provision, isn't it, our life? How many of you think your life is a big provision? I put my hand up. Are you? Yeah. Don't worry about your life. Don't worry about what you'll eat. Don't worry about what you'll drink. I'll look after it all. If you do one thing. What's the one thing? Trust him. God, I trust you. God, I trust you. Every time worry comes to you, you should open up your mouth and you should say, God, I trust you. Every time fear comes knocking on your door, you ought to say, God, I trust you. God, I trust you. Every time the devil just tells you that you're no good and God doesn't care a thing about you and you made so many mistakes, there's no hope for you, you need to open up your mouth and say, God, I trust you. And I believe your grace is better than my sin. I believe your goodness. God is better than my badness. I trust you. I trust you, God. Do you trust him today? See, every time you look at those kids that you got that's going in the absolute wrong direction right now, you got up in your mind and you say, God, I trust you. Every time you look at that person you're married to and you think, you're never going to change, you need to open your mouth and say, God, I trust you. You got to understand, I'm talking to myself here. I'm preaching to this voice this morning. God's working in my heart, not just yours. As my children get older, I found myself playing the what-if game. I play it really well. What if? In fact, it happened to me the other day. And come on. You know, we were leaving. We had a retreat in Russell, and I was leaving. I had to change a light bulb. A headlight, I mean. How many of you are good at changing headlights? Great. Meet me after the service. I I got busy, I changed the bulb, and, you know, got it changed. I was so proud of myself. I got it changed. I can do electrical work, stuff, no problem. I can change headlights in the house, you know, very easy. Joan, change a headlight, you know, it's very, or change a light bulb. But I had to change on my own, and so I'm changing this, and I got it all done, and I'm so excited, and everybody piles in the vehicle, and I turn the lights on, and I change the wrong one. I went into full-blown panic and fear. I said, what if I threw it out? I said, what did I put the other one? Where? And I jumped out of the vehicle. I'm stopping in the middle of the street, and Joan's waiting. Are you going yet? You know, she wanted to drive the other vehicle up. And I'm in the middle of the street. Cars are coming to honk. You know what I mean? I'm rolling down my window. What did I do with the other one? Headlight. She went, what? What did you do? Did I throw it out? What? And I'm panicking. I back up, and I go back in the drive, and she's waiting out there. What's he doing now? I run in and I say, Nathan, quick, run into the garbage. I don't know. What if I threw it out? What if I broke it? What if? And he's going, what in the world are you talking about, Dad? I said, I can't find the other headlight that was on there. I changed it. I have two. I don't have time to explain. Just find that other headlight. I threw it out or something. So he's going through stuff, and he said, I can't find it, Dad. It's not in here. Okay, what if I done with it? And I go back out. I get in the vehicle. I'm backing up, and all of a sudden, Nathan comes running out, and he's like this, and he's got his shoes kind of on, and I took the other headlight out. I put it in its packaging, and I set the screwdriver and the headlight under the wiper under the vehicle that we were driving, and there it was flopping in the wind as we were going along. What if? What, I'm president of the club. What if? You know, if Joan isn't home in time, what if there's an accident? What if something happened? What if the kids, you know, they something happened at school? I try to rationalize my thinking here. Well, at least I've got a mind. It may be overactive, but at least I got one. You see, good worriers do that so well, they rationalize their worry. My mother, she's the best worrier I know. She does it so well that you don't even know she's worrying. I said to her, Mom, you're the greatest worrier I know. She said, I don't worry. I don't worry at all. It's in the Bible, you're not supposed to worry, I don't worry. I am concerned a little bit though, she said. See, it's never I'm worried, it's just that I'm concerned over this, or I'm concerned over that, or this one. You love this. I was just wondering. That's a great one. I was just wondering. There's so many ways. We try to rationalize worry, but it doesn't matter how much you attempt to rationalize, you cannot enjoy your day filled with fear and worry. The only way that you can defeat the worry and the fear in your life is by stating very clearly, God, I trust you. God, I trust you. I trust you, God, to keep me, my kids, with the right kind of people. I'm trusting you, God, that he or she is going to marry the right person. I trust you, God. I trust you, God. I trust you, God. I trust you, God, that you'll help me and convict me when I'm going down the wrong direction. You know, we're either going to trust God or we're going to go crazy. Now, you can take your pick today. I prefer to trust him. Amen. I don't see as we have a whole bunch of choices. We're either going to trust God, or we're going to be a mess. In fact, I want us to begin training this morning. I want you to say with me, God, I trust you. God, I trust you. Now, I want you to say it like you mean it this time. God, I trust you. Wow. That was good, didn't it? You're like this. Buttons are popping. I did it once, I can do it again. It gets easier and easier. You know, Winston Churchill said it well when he said this, when I look back on all the worries, I remember the story of the old man who said on his deathbed that he had a lot of trouble in his life, most of which never happened. Maybe you haven't been tormented long enough, but I have. I just want to learn how to trust God. I mean, church, there are thousands of areas that we need to trust God in. You get in your car, you get into traffic, you got to trust God. I mean, my son's driving now, you have to trust him. I'm just kidding. He's a good driver, better than his dad, I think. You have to trust God when you go to bed at night. You have to trust God for your provision when you don't have anything. You have to trust God for your family. You have to trust God for your health. You have to trust God every time that you make a decision. You have to trust God. How does any one of us know for sure that what we are deciding is absolutely right? How can you know for sure that you should quit this job and go for that one, or buy this car, or do this, or go this direction, or do this thing that you feel God is? Trusting God brings the joy back to where it needs to be. Secret to trusting God is realize God provides, but also you got to respond to God's giving. Look at this, verse 33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things, not some of them, all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Trusting God makes life more enjoyable. You think of this, God gives us everything we need, and out of response, we trust. But that goes deeper. I mean, listen to this. You seek first. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And then all these things will be added. You see, if I'm doing the best that I know how to, making a godly decision, even if I make a wrong decision, I believe God will somehow take that wrong decision and he will work it into my life, and that somehow or another I learn something by it, or something happens that it works out for his good, and he'll get me out of trouble, and he'll get me on the right track once again. Amen? If we trust God, we just absolutely can't go wrong. Because no matter what happens, the enemy cannot defeat you. If you trust God. Even when I make a mistake. That, by the way, that's when God's power demonstrates itself most, by the way, is when I make a mistake. God transforms my mistakes. And somehow we think God can't help us because we made a mistake. I mean, if God can only help me when I don't make mistakes, I'm not going to get any help. I can tell you that right now. So I make lots of mistakes. I think that really we probably still make more decisions based out of fear than we do on trusting God. How many times do people go and do things and make decisions based on fear of what others may think of them than what God has planned for them? Before we start pointing fingers, I think we better speak to God more about who we are than about who we think somebody else is. I'll let that settle for a minute. See, trusting God is so important to enjoying life. There's so many people who are so unhappy because they are not doing what they believe in their heart they're supposed to do. They're doing what everybody else thinks they're supposed to do. We need to start watching for fear in our life paralyzing us from trusting God. And the kind of God that I serve, the kind of God that you serve, is bigger than any mountain. Bigger than any financial crisis. Bigger than any relationship problem you may have. Bigger than all my fears. See, we can't do anything if we're going to be afraid of everything. We just can't. We've got to step out and seek first in order to find out all the things. See, that stepping out part, that's the hard part. That's the difficult part. You can be choose to be miserable all your life wondering, as my mother says, I wonder if I should have. I wonder what would have happened if I would have. I don't want to be sitting in my rocking chair wondering what would have happened if I would have and could have. I don't want to be sitting there. I wonder what would have happened if I would have. Hello? Are you still with me? Turn to the person next to you and say, trust God. Just turn to them. Trust God. I got to share that. Don't preach a sermon. Just say, trust God. That's all you got to do. Listen, I got to share this. I do a lot of searching with God, and I do a lot of wrestling, and I do a lot of talking to Him when I start to worry. And it's way too much. And God, he just doesn't say a thing till about 2 a.m. when he wakes me up. And then I listen. He's coming. See, all the other times during the day, I spend all my time retelling him my concern and my worry and my fear. I'll be driving, Lord. Oh, Lord, you know what we need, you know what we need, you know what we need. Then a little, about 20 minutes later, that's a good stretch. Then I'll say, oh, Lord, you know what we need, we know what we need. You know, 20 minutes later, 10, 15, I'll be saying, oh, Lord, I've been thinking about it, you know. And all of a sudden, 2 a.m., God says, okay, now wake up, Dev, stop talking, and start praying. And leave it with me. Step out and trust me. And watch what I can do. And God always comes through. Even when I make a miserable mistake, God always works everything to good. Everything. Some of you are so afraid of missing God that you're not doing anything. If your heart is right, you've done all you know to hear from God and you step out in faith. Even if you're not 100% right, God will help you. Acknowledge God in all your ways and He will direct your path. Going to take a step, God. You know, you don't have to worry about getting totally 100% into something you can't get out of because you take one step at a time. And if you take that step and you're really being sensitive to God, it won't take you long to find out if God's in it or not when you trust Him. Pamela Reeve said this. She said it well when she penned these words. Faith is recalling that I grow not by trying, but by trusting. I want to grow in trusting God. How about you this morning? How would you like to grow in trusting God? Take time to settle into that question, because I'm going to ask you to do something dangerously heroic for Him today. I'm going to ask you to step out. Remember, step out to find out? I'm going to ask you, in just a few minutes, I'm going to challenge you to overcome the fear. Your life. It's paralyzing. An area of your life that you just maybe haven't trusted God in, and maybe it's a family member, maybe it's a relationship. I know this might not please somebody around you. People may even look at you when you step out. But you may be afraid of people seeing you stepping out. That's what the enemy does several times during the day. Oh, watch out. Other people are looking. They're not happy. Be afraid. Little people think. You may even have a neighbor or somebody that you know is just waiting for you to ask you to come to church. You say, well, I can't. That's religion, isn't it? No, it's God. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's your job. Maybe you haven't just been able to let go of a hurt or forgive somebody. It's time to step out, isn't it? Say, God, I trust you. Pastor Jeremy, would you please come? Would you step out? Please come. Start playing. Remember I said to you, I was going to ask you to do something dangerously heroic. I want you to ask the question, do I really want to grow in trusting God? I want you to answer that. And while Pastor Jeremy's playing, I want you to just quietly, just bow your heads and close your eyes. Don't need to look around. Maybe you need to say, God, I've been worrying too much. I've been worrying too much about people. I haven't been concerned at all about you, God. I haven't even been thinking about you, God. All I've been thinking about is other people. And maybe you need to say, God, I've been so afraid. I've been so afraid to talk about who you are. I've been so afraid to stand out of the crowd. I've been so afraid to step out and just trust you and look ridiculous. I've been so afraid, God, that I don't have any joy in my life anymore. If you want to say in your heart of hearts, if you want to say, God, I want to step out in order to find out. I want to seek your kingdom first. Now here's the heroic part. I invite you to stand where you are and come forward to the front here. Right here in the front. Stand here before God. And bring to him whatever it is that you are not willing to trust him with, but you'll bring it today. And you will leave it here. You'll say, God, I trust you with this. I trust you with my finances. I trust you with that person who hurt me. I trust you with that person who maybe is just not going in the direction I want. I trust you with my children. I trust you with my finances. God, I trust you with everything. Just step out to find out. I invite you to come forward and stand right down here. Step out to find out. Remember, this is dangerously heroic. Stepping out to find out. Saying, God, I'm just going to leave my health with you. I can't handle it anymore. It's got to be yours, God. Maybe you want to say, God, you know, it's my past. I can't get rid of my past. My past. Maybe you want to say, God, I just lost the joy somehow. I don't know. There's stuff in my heart that just shouldn't be there. And God, I want to get rid of it today. I want to leave it with you. Come forward and stand here. Stand here. Maybe it's giving your children to God. Trusting him. Trusting him. Maybe you want to say, God, I'm in pain. God, I'm in such pain and turmoil in my life. All I want is peace. I invite you to come and just leave it with him today. By coming forward and stepping out, you will find out that he will take that pain, he'll take that hurt, he'll take that situation, and he'll make it right if you leave it with him. And leave it with him. Father God, these people who are standing here before you right now, Lord, I don't know what the situation is. I don't know what they're bringing to you. Lord, I pray right now that you will give them strength, abounding strength to trust you. Lord, even 10 minutes from now, even 20 minutes from now, as they're starting to rethink and rehash things, Lord, may they just say, God, I trust you. And Lord, I pray that you give them that strength today. And Lord, as we come to you, and I'm with them, Lord, I come to you and I leave that situation with you, and I pray, God, that you would just look after it. Father, I leave the health situation of our family here, God. There's many who are walking through health. I leave that with you, God. There's some who are hurting and some, Lord, who just haven't accepted even forgiveness in their heart. Lord, I pray we just leave that with you today. Maybe there's some here, God, who just need to trust you financially. We're leaving that with you. We're leaving it right at the cross, God, and we're giving it to you. We trust you. 100% we trust you. And we pray, God, today that to you be the glory and the honor, not in any one person, just in you, God. To you be the glory and the honor. I invite you all to stand and let us say, as God's people, we say that word, to you be the glory and the honor, God, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Thank you. Let's sing. To God be the glory. You can go back. You can stand. Whatever you want to do. Sing to him.
To God be the glory, great things he has.